In Chicago, the current mayor is the second Richard Daley to hold that office, and Richard II Daley declared today Talk Like Shakespeare Day in his city. That's in honor of William Shakespeare's 445th birthday. NPR's David Shaper checks in on the Windy City to hear how well folks there are picking up the Shakespearean lingo.
How doth thou talketh like Shakespeare?
Instead of saying, hey you, hark thee, or prithee, prithee.
Barbara Gaines, founder and artistic director of the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, says to talk like Shakespeare, thou replaces you, and when in doubt, use ETH at the end of a verb.
If you can rhyme something, that's brilliant.
Of course, some of Chicago's most dramatic theatrics take place on the political stage. So we've come to the back room of the Chicago City Council to catch some aldermen talking like Shakespeare.
No, I'm not going there.
Alderman Tom Allen wouldn't even try.
I think Chicagoans have their own unique dialect, and it doesn't sound very much like Shakespeare.
True, but that didn't stop Alderman Emma Mitz from giving it a try on one of her pet issues.
My cousins may think thou shouldest support another Walmart in the city of Chicago.
Veteran Alderman Dick Mell tries a few Shakespearean barbs.
I would like to have my beef-witted colleagues support the barnacle-bladdered boar pig ordinance that I have presented today.
In his 35 years on the city council, Mell says he's seen many a Shakespearean plotline unfold.
Et tu, Brute. I think a lot of us have been stabbed in the back, unfortunately.
Did I mention that's Rod Blagojevich's estranged father-in-law?
Beer, old style!
Beer, beer!
Another Chicago arena that's home to many a Shakespearean-like tragedy is Wrigley Field.
Who's thirsty, old style?
Beer vendor Vince Pavilonis tries a Shakespearean sales pitch.
To drink or not to drink, that's the question. Who's thirsty?
As for the fans, 15-year-old Corey Sparlin of Chicago quickly finds a Shakespearean way to insult the other team.
What fools these mortals be!
Chicagoan Sean Johnson teareth into the Cincinnati pitcher.
You artless founding bat pig!
Art and Claire Corman are fans of both the Cubs and Shakespeare, so when the game takes a tragic turn...
Home run, right field.
Yeah, but we have to grieve. How would Shakespeare grieve?
Alas, poor Cubbies.
Alas, poor Cubbies.
I knew them.
It was a long one.
Yes.
And long gone.
The Cubs cometh back and winneth this game, so in thy words of Shakespeare, all's well that ends well. So fare thee well. 'Tis David Shaper, NPR Newseth, on Talk Like Shakespeare Day in Chicago.